Hold it. We'll make our own music, gorgeous. Just hold it. You and you stay. Tubby, you go rest your thumbs. I'll drive. Sweetie, go get your lips pressed. Split.
Will you listen?
Shh, you listen. Sit down here. And if you listen, you'll be thrilled. Believe you me. Sit and listen and watch. Mood is wrong. Mood is wrong. Innkeeper. Got sexy lights? Lay it on me. Better. Better. Now watch, baby. Every move a picture.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, Santana from that magical album Abraxas, which was released in 1970. The title of the album comes from a line from Hermann Hesse's book Damien, which was quoted on the album's back cover. I won't go into that whole quote thing right now, but if the shoe fits. Black Magic Woman is a song written by Peter Green that first appeared as a Fleetwood Mac single in various countries in 1968, but Santana did it proud a couple of years later. The album made it to number one, and the song Black Magic Woman, Gypsy Queen, made it to number four in the United States. How you doing, everybody? Hope 2012 is going all right for you so far. It is for us, and looking forward to some great things this year. First, let's shout it out to the people who risk life and limb to carry our show. ZCOM Radio The Choice, GroovyRadio.net, Power Hits HD down in Laredo, Texas, Kona Stream, and WSDI in Chicago. This is the Vinyl Schminyl Radio Hour. Vinyl Schmeinl Radio. She'd Rather Be With Me from Happy Together, the fourth studio album by the Turtles. It was released in April of 1967 on the White Whale Records label. Remember that one, all you vinylers out there? Happy Together, of course, being their biggest hit amongst the many that they came up with back in the 60s. Jeff Beck in front of that from his iconic Blow by Blow album, the seventh by him, released in 1975. It is the first, though, under his name alone. An instrumental album, it peaked at number 4 in the Billboard 200. So, now, let's move along with the best classic rock on the planet. This is Vinyl Schmeinl Radio.
Oh,
Feel fine. That one came off the U.S. version, Beatles 65. You hear all that reverb in there, don't you? And extra bass. That's what Capitol Records did to those British recordings. People over there might hate what they did, but I kind of liked it. That's what I grew up with. The Beatles themselves, though, added that guitar feedback in front of the song. First time ever done in recording. I Feel Fine was the first of six number one songs in a row on the American charts, a record at the time. The subsequent singles were 8 Days a Week, Ticket to Ride, Help, Yesterday, and We Can Work It Out. Led Zeppelin before that with Nobody's Fault But Mine from the Presence album released in 1976. Cool tune to be sure. Okay, let's go to the world map right now and see what new countries have found us. Well, we are now up to 113 countries clicking in, with Ghana being our newest one. You would think that, with this show being heard all over the world, some satellite broadcast network might want to pick us up, yes? Maybe someday, but I'm having a blast doing what I do and bringing it to you. This is the Vinyl Schmeinl Radio Hour. There's no Super Bowl today. This is the Vinyl Schmeinl Radio Hour. Something Anything was a four-sided album in the vinyl world, which we all live in, right? Todd Rundgren with track one of side three, that was Black Mariah. Did all the vocals and instruments. Quite a studio master Todd was. It peaked at number 29 on the Billboard 200, Todd's best-selling album. In 2003, the album ranked number 173 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Stevie Nicks before that, If Anyone Falls, from her 1983 album, The Wild Heart. That one got to number 5 on the charts. This is Vinyl Schmeinel Radio.
It's a long way we've come from the freckled hills to the steel and glass canyons, from the stony America. America.
We'll be right back.
Love, love, love that song by The Who from their 1971 album, Who's Next? That's Bargain. It's a love song, to be sure, although the intended subject of the song is God rather than a woman. The song has been included on several compilation and live albums, and it was also included on several of Pete Townshend's solo projects. We also heard The Hands That Built America from U2, released on the soundtrack to the film Gangs of New York. It was one of two new songs on their Best of 1990 to 2000 compilation, with the other being Electrical Storm. It was nominated for Best Original Song at the 75th Academy Awards, but lost to Eminem's Lose Yourself. I wonder why. Here's a song Prince wrote, but an alternative rock cover version of Raspberry Beret was recorded and released in 1990 by the Hindu Love Gods, composed of all members of REM except Michael Stipe, with Warren Zevon providing the lead vocals. Here it is on Vinyl Schmeinyl Radio. Keep it here, Vinyl Schmeinyl Radio.
that I met a little lover boy. Pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. Yeah, I love my Lenny. She's long and lean. You mess with her, you see a man get mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover
Pride and Joy, the second track on Stevie Ray Vaughan's first album, Texas Flood, one of his most famous tracks, of course. Parts of the solos are from I'm Crying. He wrote this song for his wife at the time, Lenora, but she thought it was written about a former girlfriend of his, so he wrote another song for her called Lenny. Raspberry Beret before that, that song also appears on Warren Zevon's Greatest Hits album. Well, can you believe it? We're down to the last song of the hour, and it has been a fun one. Hope you're checking out the Daily Classic Deep Cuts on Vinyl Schmeinl Radio. We dig into some songs you probably haven't heard in a while and give you a little backstory on them. The response is growing every month that we do this show. And if you haven't checked out our website, vinylschmeinl.com, please do so. Lots of fun stuff on there, and it's the best place to get to all the shows that we have done since we've been doing this. And I noticed that a lot of people do play catch-up to listen to all of them. I thank you very much for your support. Let's close it off right now from Kansas, No One Together. It was originally intended for release on the album Monolith, released in 1979, but wound up on Audio Visions instead. Here it is. Thanks for listening, all. This is Vinyl Schmeinl Radio.
marching ground. Look at each other. Chaos is all around. Same situation. Nothing is really new. No one together. No one is me and you.
Lo, the horn of plenty is bursting at the seam. The harvest of the world will be our prize. We claim to know secrets, the answers have been found, but how can one fool make another wise? There's nothing better than it used to be, to live and die still a mystery. We take away and we give nothing back, we just consume it all still we lack.
No one together, no one is touching ground. Look at each other, chaos is all around.
Same situation. Nothing is really new.
No one together. No one is me and you.
Each day passes by us so quickly now. You can feel it drawing much closer now. The signs are in the faces of the people in the street. The signs are in the sounds I hear. The voices filled with pain.
Promises of victory, to see the way that everything should be, to feel a joy that we were meant.